It's supposed to warm up to the mid-70s today, so give it a couple, give it some time and it will warm up nicely. So thank you so much for being here. It's our second annual outdoor service. Last year we had it around this time, and so really, really good to see. Hey, I feel the sun coming out. Yay! Yeah. Anyway, welcome to As One Community Church. My name is Pastor Hong. I'm one of the now three pastors, or four, at our church. And we will keep it really, really short, okay? Our goal is to finish by 11, and that way we can eat and just enjoy the beauty that God has given to us. But we want to give due respect to God, and we do want to worship Him. As we always do, is there anybody who would like to share what God is doing in and around you? And also, you can share your prayer request as well. And, you know, whatever prayer request that you do share, I you know, if I can hear it, most of the time I can, I jot it down on my phone, and then I transfer it to my iPad, and then I share it with the Saturday morning prayer group. And, of course, you know, I pray for the list myself. And so, whatever you request on Sundays, they do get prayed over. Okay, so it's not just this time only, and then we forget about it for a week. But we do pray for those things throughout the week. And so, you know, we want to give you an opportunity to share what God is doing, praise report or concern, a prayer request, and we want to give you an opportunity to do that. Anybody would like to go first? Okay, go.
All right. So some of you know that I wasn't here last week because I was in Nashville, seeing if I was going to move to Nashville, and I will be moving to Nashville in the next few weeks. And the only thing that I'm waiting on before I move is the church job that I'm getting. It's kind of a growing position, so it can't support my life financially. So I'm applying to jobs, and it turns out if all goes well, I'll be working
TSO in Nashville, so airport security, so if you come to Nashville, you might see me in the airport. If I get this job, so just please pray for me and making sure that all of this job stuff goes well. Okay. Thank you, Amy. Praise God. Praise God. And, you know, as you know, Amy's been working with our church for our children, and she's done such a marvelous and job. You know, every event we have, kids came out and the songs and dance and motions, and every event, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and so on. We got gifts, from our children, all due to Amy's creativity and artistic talent. And so, thank you, Amy, so much for being with us. And we'll continue to pray. Okay. All right. Anybody else I would like to share what God is doing? Oh, yeah. Suzette?
Okay. I donate blood, plasma, and platelets. And I got the call while I was in school that they needed plasma and platelets for three children for pediatric surgery. I don't have a lot to give. And I called Pastor Hong because my iron was low. So here it is. I went in on Friday after school, and I was able to donate two bags of plasma and platelets for the babies. And the thing I look at is that you can't even tell that I donated. So it's not painful. I mean, it's a little pinch, but I would strongly urge each and every one of us, please go in, because they have such a small pool, and they're calling on people that they can depend on, and know that with my plasma and platelets, I want a happy face on both of my bags. Amen. So please, keep that in mind, okay? The end.
It was a new information. I know what blood is and plasma is, but I didn't know what platelets, were. What is that? And so I looked up, I Googled it. It's the agent after a surgery, or normally when you bleed, the body produces this agent that will make it stop bleeding. But when you go through a surgery and you're bleeding a lot, your body does not produce enough what's called platelets to stop you from bleeding. And so, they need platelets when they're doing major surgery. And the thing about the platelets is that they can only store it for only so many weeks, right? Not long, not like blood, you know, where they can have it for a long time. And so there is a constant need for platelets. So imagine your child having a surgery, emergency surgery, and there's no platelets, and you know, it's possible that this person might bleed to death, you know, your child. And so, Suzette made me aware of that, and I want all of us to, you know, give ourselves. I mean, Jesus gave blood, right? So what other better illustration is that there than for us to, you know, give our own blood and platelets and plasma or what have you that comes out of our body. So, yeah, wanted to make you aware, and I'm sure I told Suzette to remind me time to time, and she will probably give me more information on where you can get. You can pretty much go to any of the hospitals, right? And Madigan too, and you can do that. So thank you so much, Suzette, for living that life and modeling for us. Okay. Anybody else would like to share? Yes.
Finally, I prayed and thank God. Mission team.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Three of our, well, four, if we count Pastor Shin, Ruth is there, Mr. Park is there, and Pastor Min is there. And so they're all coming back, well, except Mr. Park, he's staying in Korea a little bit longer. So they're done with the Vietnam mission, and they should be on the way. They should be, you know, yeah, flying. And so continue to pray for a safe journey back, but praise God. Thank you so much for going out and being about the mission and what God is doing, not just here, but around the world. So thank you, Mrs. Shin, for sharing. All right, anybody else? This is good. Love it. And the backdrop is a beach ball, volleyball, you know.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
For those of you who know, I was homeless for about 2 months, but this week I was notified that we will be moving into our new apartment, which is across the street from my uncle. So now we have a home to finally live in. So it was kind of a blessing because we were going through some hard times in the past and all, dealing with the whole, it's just stuff in general, you know. It was really hard, but we got ourselves together. I honestly had hope in God and hoping that He would, you know, provide for us, and He did, which is a blessing. And I told my mom, I told my mom that, you know, it was Him who helped us through the, you know, through the hard work and stuff like that, and she, you know, immediately said thank you. She started crying, and I cried with her. It was just a touching moment. But, you know, now my mother is slowly but surely, you know, believing in God now. She thought she lost hope, you know. And after feeling the miracles that He, you know, possessed onto, you know, our family, it feels like now that she can finally relate to me in a way, you know, because I had a hard time communicating with my mother because she couldn't believe in my religion, you know. So it's actually a blessing to know that me and my mom could finally be in that Christian-based relationship after all these years that I lived with her, you know. So it's a blessing.
Thank you, Michael.
And for those of you who prayed for my family, I just want to thank you.
Yes, we definitely have been praying for Marco, and thank you for sharing. And you know, we want to be known as a church that really cares. And it's not just on Sundays when we see them, but when we don't see them, you know, a text, a phone call, or email, hey, how are you doing? You know, I miss you, praying for you. I mean, that makes all the difference in the world, right? When you're doing good, hey, it's okay. But when you're, man, you know, I don't know if God is with me, why is He, you know, and for a friend, Christian friend, to just call them up, or even a text, you know, something that only takes like, what, 10 seconds? It makes all the difference in the world. And we want to be known as a church that cares, that loves, right? Because if not, then what are we about? You know, we don't have anything else other than that. So thank you, Marco. Okay. You're part of family. So
thank you. But
okay. Quick.
Oh, sorry. A brief example of that I wasn't here on Friday for the youth night, and all the youth kids were worried about how I was doing. So two of the members here, I won't say any names, but they, you know, they reached out to me. They asked if I was okay, and that really touched me to the point where I went through three boxes of toilet. Not toilet paper, but tissue, you know, because it really touched me, though, because I know that I have a family outside of the house that really cares for me. So that's
an
example.
Amen. Thank you. That needed to be said. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Awesome. No, I'm there. That's, yeah. All right. Cool. Anybody else? Awesome. Thank you. Anybody else would like to share? Any prayer requests that I can jot down and pray for you over the week and the leaders and the Saturday prayer meeting group? Okay. Prayer request? Okay.
So this week, I've been looking up colleges to go to. This is going to be my junior year. And I found one in Tokyo that's a Christian-based college that, you know, their belief system and our belief systems are really related to one another. So I'm kind of blessed that I found out about this college. So I'm really looking forward into finding out if I'm able to apply. So if you guys could pray for me about this college that I really want to go to, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. All right, Angie, we're going to have some announcements and brief message by Elvis.
Yeah, so before we get to the announcement, I do have a prayer request. This morning, at like 4 o'clock this morning, I sent 15 soldiers off to Afghanistan for the next 9 months to do a mission. So if you think of them, keep them in your prayers. They're the first of three groups of people that I have to send out this summer. So it's a little unnerving, but I know the Lord is with them. Really quickly for announcements, welcome. We're going to have a brief service today, and then immediately after, we're going to get into the fun and activities all around us. So please stay and enjoy. Food is also hopefully going to be served right afterwards, and that's why these guys are trying to cook really fast for you guys. Well, not fast. It'll be healthy. Don't worry. Especially since it's meat. We'll be back at Lakeview Elementary next week, so please come and invite a friend. Two big events that we're trying to accomplish before the end of summer. The first one is a community garage sale. Several of us have wanted to do a community garage sale for quite some time now. So we're planning to do one as a church on the 20th of August. And then following that community garage sale, we're doing a block party the Sunday right after that. So in lieu of doing a service, we're going to have a block party so that we can bless the community. And the whole efforts for the community garage sale is going to be the back-to-school efforts that we do every year, where we donate school supplies to Lakeview Hope Academy, because we know that they absolutely appreciate it, because they can very much so use it for the population that they have right there at Lakeview. It's a great way to bless the community and give back. Okay, so thank you for coming, and that's your announcements for today. I'll pass it off now to Pastor LD.
Thank you, honey. All right. Good morning. I'm not going to share a message so much as we just really want to give an opportunity to recast the vision and just kind of celebrate what God has been doing. So I'm just going to give us a brief encouragement or exhortation about just our church and just the blessing, and tie that into kind of some of the things that are going on and maybe what God is doing through our church that makes it so relevant for this time. So I'm going to read very quickly a scripture. This is John 17, and this is where we got our vision for As One. This is Jesus praying to the Father God. He says this: I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. And that's where we got our vision for our church, that Jesus is telling us that the prayer for us is to come together as one. So, of course, that goes beyond backgrounds, ethnicities, all things, that we can become one, sharing in his blood and his grace and his mercy. So the vision of our church is as one, to come together as one in Christ, of course. So for PH and our families, it started off by us coming together to take that first step. That first step to come together from different backgrounds and be as one to worship together. So it first started off with us, me and PH, personally, getting through some things, but having the foundation of Jesus Christ. Because If you realize that Sunday morning, if you didn't know this at all, may be the most segregated time in this country for worship. Sunday mornings may be the most segregated time in this country. And of course, things shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way if we're going to believe in the vision of God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. So our church is really a replica and a vision to challenge that. To challenge that mind state of we should be segregated. Of course, there's sometimes we should because of language differences or whatnot. But if we are speaking the same language and we are can come together in Christ, we want to challenge that possibility of being one. So with all the recent turmoil, just to tie this up, with all the recent turmoil against race relations and just seeing different movements where Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter and all that, we're thinking maybe God raised up a church like ours to think all lives matter in that sense of coming together in Christ, knowing that Christ died for the sins of all people, right? That there, everyone matters in that sense. And we should lift up everyone. And that's what the church is able to do. So we don't have to be divided. We can come together. And I think our church is a great resemblance of a desire to at least take the step to understand each other through Christ. And that's the beauty of it. So like I said, maybe the Lord has raised our church up to attempt to break the common mold of staying amidst people who we just look like. And it's uncomfortable, yes, we can all admit it's uncomfortable at times getting to each other's lives, especially if there's no seeming resemblance of what we understand. But through Christ, we can start to understand each other and find out how we really can relate to one another, starting with the love of Christ, that we all needed forgiveness of our sins. We all need his grace and mercy. So we believe that foundation starts with Jesus. And I'm going to close with this, Revelation 7, 9, and 10. This is a vision that John the Revelator had in heaven, about heaven. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Look at the diversity. Standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. So if God's will is to be done on earth as it is in heaven, we think it's our call to be intentional about this vision of heaven. And it takes that step to be intentional and say, I'm going to engage with people who may not look like me, but if we're saying we praise the same God, we can start there. We can start there. That you love Jesus, I love Jesus, let's talk. So there shouldn't be a closed-minded about what one another might say to try and understand each other. So please, if you've continued with us on this journey, please do that. But if you want to join us on this journey to get this vision together and take those steps, those hard steps, because it's been hard, we invite you to come to our church, of course. And of course, those of you who have been doing that, please continue to press through and stay and pray and ask God to give you the strength to work through those issues with yourself, with him, and each other. Amen. So let's close in prayer and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much, Lord, for your grace, the opportunity to celebrate your grace on a day like this, Lord, that your vision that in heaven will come to fruition on earth, Lord. The struggle at times to get past some of the issues that we have, some of the prejudices that we even have, Lord. I pray that we confess those sins, Lord, and have our heart open to understand and an open heart to listen, to better relate to one another, that we can have real reconciliation, Lord, through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. For you reconciled yourself to the world by dying to self, Lord, and that's what we are called to do. We have to die to ourself, our prideful image that we may get caught up in at times, Lord, and learn to relate to each other in your blood and in your grace, through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you so much and bless you for that opportunity to do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you once again for coming. And please enjoy.
Thank you. All right, it's 11:05, so we went 5 minutes over. So give me 1 minute, and then I'll pray, and we'll eat. Yesterday at Pastor Gentry's house, three of our families got together. My family, Michael Lundy's family, who just came on board, and then of course the Gentries were there. And afterwards, I was reflecting upon it and coming home praising God. I remember the words by Martin Luther King Jr. when he says, I have a dream that one day, little black girls and black boys will be holding hands with little white boys and little white girls. Now, it was unimaginable back then, but, you know, I see our children playing together at our church every Sunday. It's not just black children, you know, with white children or Asian. I mean, it's every color, isn't it? And some of them are, you don't know what they are. Look at them, you know, I see a little bit of everything. And I think that's awesome, right? That's so beautiful. A rainbow is so much more beautiful than just a gray, I don't know, strip on in the sky, right? Just like that, you know, the more of us. But like Pastor LD said, when we come together under one purpose, one person, which is Jesus Christ, who is the creator of all, I think Christ is honored more. So I thank you for who you are, what you are doing, the very fact that you are at our church, here, believing, loving, caring. Really think we are the flag bearers. You know, we are going forward and being the example to the world, just like Jesus said in John 17. So thank you for being here, okay? Enjoy yourselves. We have some volleyball things here. We can set up soccer. Oh, we also wanted to play kickball. It's a little game that everybody can play, like old people too, like my parents. So we want all of you to play, okay, after we eat. And I think Michael will arrange for that, okay? Yeah. So if nothing else, unless I'm forgetting something, I'm going to pray. Okay, and enjoy ourselves. Let's pray. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna have Michael come up and pray for food. Okay.
All right. Is it on? Okay. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing us to be here on this gray but beautiful morning that we can come together. And just worship together and worship you. You are a good God. You are a good Father. We love you. Please bless this food as we are about to eat it and eat together. Allow us to have this great time of fellowship, getting to know one another. And we love you. And we love what you have done for us. And you are so good. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Box time.